Welcome to Trot Radio's Year in Review. I'm Norm Borg. It's our annual look back, this time at 2013 and what it's meant to all of us in this sport. You know, the first 3 months of 2013 were seemingly no different than any other year in our industry. Races were being held, purses were still strong because the slot machine revenue kept coming in. But that's when things became very different. The Slots at Racetracks program ended on April 1st. OLG slots parlors, once partners with Racetracks, were now simply tenants and rent. Not a share of the win at the slots is all the Racetracks were getting.
Kathleen Wynn, 1,150 votes, Miller.
The new premier, Kathleen Wynn, named herself Minister of Agriculture. She struck a committee known as OMAFRA. Its job was to go from track to track to find a way to sustain racing under a new reality of government funding with transparency and accountability. John Snowblin, former minister in the Mike Harris government, was head of this new committee.
If I was in the industry, I would not be looking for a return to SARP. That's, I don't think, in the cards, no matter who's on the second floor of Queen's Park.
Snowblin said the job of the committee was to come up with the right funding between the government and racetracks to make racing sustainable in 2014 and beyond. But time is of the essence, and according to ORIA President Sue Leslie, time was running out.
But the fact is, we're in the middle of February. The breeding sheds are opening. Our breeders have no reassurance, nor do trainers and owners have any reassurance that horse racing is going to exist 3 years from now. Woodbine has funding to run racing for 2 years. That's what we know. And we know that there are some agreement in principle with some tracks.
But Ontario wasn't alone in getting slammed by its government.
Ride or pride, feeling deep inside, it's ride or ride.
In Saskatchewan, West Meadows Raceway, a fledgling track outside Regina and a going concern, had its share of OTB revenues slashed to zero by the provincial government. This allowed tracks in Saskatoon to have control over off-track revenues. It was seen as a lobbying victory for the thoroughbred sector. That, according to Saskatchewan Standardbred Horse Association President Glenn Ledrew.
It's really unfortunate, Norm. It just doesn't look that good right now.
Jane Granger, who is a principal at West Meadows, says it's looking more and more like that track could close as a result of this. Any chance of that not happening?
Not unless somebody within the government can stand up and say, hey, you know, this really isn't right what's going on here. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can find someone there that, you know, takes a realistic view at it.
In fact, the worst did happen. There was no racing in 2013 at West Meadows Raceway, and the Horse People's Group Ledrew represented was dissolved in the last 2 weeks. Yes, the first 3 months of the year were indeed trying ones for racing in Canada and Ontario, for that matter. But in typical fashion, the people of our industry steeled themselves and looked at the positives that were going on the track. The O'Brien Awards were held. Sylvain Filion got Driver of the Year. Casey Coleman, Trainer of the Year. A fairy tale colt named Intimidate capped off its dream season with the O'Brien Award for 3-year-old trotting colts. The amazing Captain Treacherous was named Juvenile Pacing Colt. American Jewel, Sophomore Pacing Filly. And Michael's Power, winner of the Little Brown Jug, was named 3-year-old Pacing Colt.
Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be.
But once the music ended, the sobering reality hit Trip Hammer hard. The end of racing in Ontario as we knew it was very near. The new reality was here. Tracks were busy signing leaseholder agreements with the OLG to try and salvage some of the gaming dollars they once had. OMAFRA continued its province-wide show of consultations. The end game was to formulate a 5-year plan to sustain horse racing. Meantime, purses were cut, dates dwindled, and some of the best talent was making the exodus out of Ontario. Bright stars like Scott Zeron were heading to the Jersey Shore. Zeron told Trot Radio in a November 2013 interview that the uncertainty facing Ontario racing was a big factor in his decision.
It was big. I mean, I felt like myself, like I had a great year this year so far. I've been leading driver at WEG for three quarters of the year, so I just felt like things were good, but I look at my earnings at the end of the year, and they've dropped significantly, and I mean, it's been the same for every single other person, and I just feel like we have a ceiling here where you could only make a certain amount, and I mean, the top guys, we could make still great money, but I just don't like having that ceiling and not being able to have the opportunity that I want to have.
And so it goes. The politicking continued. Opposition parties at Queen's Park launched motion after motion in the House calling for the reinstating of the SART program. Trouble is, those motions were non-binding on the government of Kathleen Wynne, so political grandstanding is all we were left with. Meantime, some tracks were handed bridge funding to get through the year, but there were casualties. Woodstock Raceway closed down, as did a one-time jewel of Canadian harness racing, Windsor Raceway. At the time of this recording, the government has set up funding programs, as we said, but nothing like the amounts tracks were taking in and the horsemen were benefiting from. So the struggle continues, but again, it's what happens on the track that sustains us, and what a year 2013 was for that.
Three quarters in 123 and 4, and Sears won't let them get involved tonight as Royalty for Life is opened up by 5. Canadian Trotting Classic final to Royalty for Life as he won by 2 and he's home in 152 and 2, tying the stakes record.
Royalty for Life getting away now. He is accelerating with Brian Sears. Royalty for Life, Sears asking, and he's responding. And he leaves Spider Blue Chip in his wake along with Smiling Eli and Corky on the rail. Royalty is king of the Hamilton. Tonian, Brian Sears, Royalty for Life.
Top of the stretch, it's Captain Frencherette. Odds on Agulhas, trying to track him down, is racing second. Sunshine Beach moving up on the outside third, but the captain leads it by 2 at the edge of the tow board. Odds on Agulhas cannot catch him. Sunshine Beach on the outside, they're coming down to the finish. It's the captain! Captain Frencherette wins the Meadowlands Pace.
Captain Treacherous can't even keep up to the cover in front of him tonight, fourth on the outside. And turning for home, filling on goes to work on Fool Me Once. Captive audience on the outside, upset minded. Vegas Vacation in behind them. Captain Treacherous on the outside, still with work to do. But Tietrich's got the motor started on the big fella now. Here on the far outside comes the captain. And Captain Treacherous rushes up on the far outside. Captain Treacherous to win the Pepsi North America Cup.
The field turns for home. Three of clubs to go on down the lane. Three of clubs now. Steady Warrior tips to the outside. Three of clubs is too good in the battle.
Market share is clear for Tietrich and he leads by 3. And it's market share. Market share to win the 62nd edition of the Maple Leaf Trot.
So the year draws to a close. And where are we now? Has there been a light at the end of that long tunnel? Premier Kathleen Wynne ended the year with an exclusive interview with Trot Magazine's Daryl Kaplan.
Is there a business plan or is there something in terms of your discussions with the OLG in terms of going forward, something that they've given you to tell you, here's how we expect integration to look, here's what we expect it to be like?
What we've done is we've made that direction clear, that integration needs to happen, and we've put $400 million into the sector over the next 5 years at the recommendation of the panel. We've said that there will be other products and other ways of generating revenue. So at this point, I'm handing the torch to the experts. You know, John Snoblin and Elmer Buchanan really are the people now that the horse racing industry needs to work with, and they will work with OLG to make sure that we get this right. I think there's a huge opportunity for horse racing in Ontario. I think we can, you know, I think we can take our place in the international field, but it does mean that we have to work together to come up with different models.
You know, if there's one real positive thing that Kathleen Wynne deserves credit for, You might say it was for the way she outsized the chairman of OLG, Paul Godfrey. By all accounts, Godfrey had no interest in making racing part of the gaming strategy, quite the opposite, in fact. So when his resignation made the news, those of us at Trot Radio couldn't help but share a laugh with you. Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
I've been asked by the Premier through the Minister of Finance for my resignation as the OLG chair.
You're fired.
The flash, apparently official.
You're fired!
Meantime, OLG has put out further RFPQs, or requests for pre-qualification for gaming sites along a number of geographical regions. More to come on that. But we want to end our review with a very bright light in an unlikely place. For years, a town just outside Calgary, known as Balzac, was to be the home of a racing jewel. Thoroughbred, standardbred racing, hotel complex, gaming, shopping sounded great. But the horsemen of Alberta who were behind the project could never really find a partner with serious enough pockets, and economic downturns along the way didn't help either, and so for years, Balzac became a bit of a laughingstock, but not anymore. In the past weeks, the United Horsemen of Alberta have joined forces with Century Casinos. That company has put up the money to make the Phantom Track, now to be known as Century Downs, a reality. Paul Reineveld is with Century Casinos and Gaming, and he says synergy between slots and racing creates a win-win situation.
Well, yes, I've seen firsthand, having worked at two different racinos in the past, that the live horse racing in many cases becomes one of your best marketing promotions for bringing people to your facility and having them, you know, cross over into onto the gaming floor. I came here from Hastings Racecourse in Vancouver, and live race days, the slot floor was generally much busier than on a non-race.
So, what will 2014 bring? Most of the tracks involved in the agreement with OMAFRA have been given some dates to work with. Beyond that, we as horse people will continue to depend on our wits, hard work, and determination to hold up the sport we love and the life it gives us. On behalf of all of us at Standardbred Canada, I'm Norm Borg. Have a happy holiday season.